Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag
is the best in here. Brown bag.
Hey,
we're back.
We back.
We skipped the week. We skipped the week. I know.
And we back.
Everyone got sick at Vic's party.
Yeah, basically. So we got to the bottom of it.
Hey, damn.
Basically. It was my dad.
It was his dad.
It was my dad. Originally got sick, and then he passed it on to the neighbor because, you know. And then
that's your stepmom now, fool.
I know. It's just weird. Like, yeah. I just still like look at her as like Maribel the neighbor, but yeah she's no. like.
Yeah, they call her mom.
I can't call her mom. Dude.
She's Maribel the madrastra. That's stepmom, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's your madrastra.
Why don't you call her Mama Michi?
Mama Michi is crazy.
Mama Michi is crazy.
But then Maximo was having a freaking heart-to-heart with her.
Yeah, he got too close.
At the party.
You're too close, man.
Shout out, next.
Well, I was close to his dad, too. Bro, his dad.
We never talked about what my dad said.
Oh, my
remember
God.
When he, do you
what
remember?
Did he tell you?
He was talking about when he became single. Oh, no, when he got his chopped off.
He didn't get his chopped off.
Well,
he got a vasectomy.
Yeah, I mean, she's black now. Yeah. Technically, his manhood was taken.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It wasn't.
Nah, like that sounded very crazy. Shout out to Fredo, but the homie could no longer produce other victors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he got a vasectomy. I think when he was like 30, like very very young.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 kids, and then something I didn't know, but he decided to share with the whole party.
Damn, Lil Vic's party. Was yeah.
He was like. He's like, yeah, you know, with his girlfriend right next to him. He's like, yeah, you know, so I got my vasectomy and then, you know, I just went on a rampage. and then everybody looked at me and I was like, I have no hope, do I? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is
rampage Vic over there.
And it was like, that's my dad. Like, what?
He shared it to the whole table. It was pretty funny.
But you want to get a vasectomy, yes. So that it made sense to tell
the,
you.
The conversation.
Because you want to go on a rampage.
Yeah.
Yes, it's my girl.
One woman rampage.
Yeah, for her.
I know, Jesus Christ. Maximo.
Maximo Jackson.
Give me a break, please.
Damn, bro. That party was like a different, it was like a different vibe. Like, I walked in to go use, shout out Ali, by the way, which is Vic's baby
mama,
mother.
Yeah. Amazing woman. Love you.
Cool as she looked. Yeah. Bro, there was a photo up, and I was like, Vic, how much money are you making for the kids to care about the photo op?
Oh, yeah. There was a photo op.
Nobody was fucking at the photo op.
It was all the way in the corner, and I told him not to put it there, but whatever.
And then I walk into, obviously they know what Vic does, so they know us and stuff like that. So I walk into to go use the bathroom, and it's all her, like, new man side of the family, and like all her friends, and I'm like, oh, they're about to peck me out.
Yeah, because I'm
big. There's no beef.
Nah, I know, but they're like, yeah, bro, bro, we was taking shots with them. That shit was cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Tampoco. Yeah, it's like, don't get too close, dude. No,
nah, cool.
She's tight.
Yeah.
But like the whole time I was like, ooh, Vic, you're not a little bit jealous?
Yeah.
He's like, Duno, I'm not jealous.
I knew I liked your baby mama, Vic, when she sends me mom memes. And she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But she would send me like, just so you know you're doing a good job type of memes that mom sent to each other. And I was like, that's a nice person.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even know there's.
Yeah,
mom
so that's why like me and her like really like we have our own little vibe.
That's good.
Yeah, I had a heart to heart with Vic's ex suegro.
Like, oh my god!
Yeah, he's cool, right?
We talked about El Salvador for like an hour.
Yeah, he's hella cool.
We were talking about how much like that for me is like, damn, I can't go back. But I'm so proud of my country, the way it's developed.
No, he goes back all the time.
Yeah, he goes back all the time. Yeah.
I think he has a crib. I was like, yo,
bro. Hey, if we have a grown man like that,
more Saudis have papers. because they're yeah, more no, they had the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Oh. So like refugee. Yeah.
But
yeah.
also let's just be 100% real. If any grown man goes back to his country that many times, they have a young one
oh
over
my
there.
God, they have another family.
Probably. Yeah. That feels sick.
Today at the station, Miss El Salvador was there.
Oh yeah.
Were you fools didn't try to crack it?
No. Well, I was leaving and then there's this guy named Jose. Shout out to Jose. He kind of makes sure like he'll bring the politicians in and stuff like that. And he's like, hey, this is
the political plug?
Yeah. He's like, hey, this is Miss El Salvador. And she was really nice. Of course.
Can we look her up real quick?
And she was going to interview with Cali.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I saw her through the window. I was like,
freaking Miss El Salvador?
Did she come with the sash and everything or what?
No, she can't. But you know how they dress up like super nice and like, yeah. Shout out Miss El Salvador.
Look at you, Miss Vic.
Yeah.
What? Bro. I honestly, at this point,
not to introduce her to you.
Honestly, at this point, I have one half Salvadorian son. And what, you know, just have another.
Come on, why not?
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like any girl that gets with you, at least they know. We all have dysfunctional families. But, like, yours gets along at points really well.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, you, baby mama, and all of that, there's respect there. There's an established, like, great co-parenting situation there.
Because
sometimes people get, like, oh, I don't want to date anyone with kids. I don't want the drama. But, like, at least there, I see it very, like, healthy.
Yeah, well, thankfully, it's been 8 years that me and her have been broken up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
We couldn't have said that when baby Vic was like 4 years old.
Right, true,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
It was not
But you'd be surprised. People have that drama all the way till the baby's 18.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is just like boundaries. Yeah. You know, people don't set the right boundaries or the guys want to double back with the baby mama here and there. And it's like, bro, like you just got to have self-discipline.
Also, you made it a point like very on like, if we're going to stop each other, this is it.
They
bro, because
it
that,
point.
Yeah, because that, yeah, yeah, I would say that, yeah, yeah. It wasn't just me,
like,
I'm not
oh,
just
Ali,
like,
get
you,
off me, please.
You cannot get this. Yeah, it's just like that, people overlook that so much that like, that is such a huge part because that's when your emotions get involved. That's when you feel like you have some sort of say-so, you know, or like, you don't take the person's relationship serious because if they don't take it serious, how will you? You know, it's just like all that stuff. You just got to be very disciplined. And it's like, it's not easy. You know
Definitely
what I'm saying?
Not.
But it's just like, you just got to do
it's
it.
It's doable.
Yeah.
But all of that to say, we were all out. Take us.
Yeah. It took us out one by one for 2 weeks.
Seriously.
Damn.
These fools were, we were at Best of Mucho and these fools were sick.
Yeah.
Vic was over there coughing. I was like, oh, I got to get away from you.
I know.
Yeah, I like how at Best of Mucho, and shout out to everybody that saw the crew at Best of Mucho. You guys didn't
was crazy.
I love you interviewing like those bands. Like that shit was so tight.
Did you see your shout out? Guys.
No. No one showed me nothing.
Yeah, from Banda.
Banda Machos? Oh,
wait. Let's play it.
No one showed me anything. I was just happy for you guys.
You have it?
Okay. While I was in Texas watching Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oscar Duarte.
Damn, I thought that fool was gonna lose. It looked
crazy.
Hey, Ryan Garcia gave me Mayweather vibes right there.
Oh, when he was
fuck.
Doing
it. I'm like, you fucking.
In the post-fight press conference too, he was telling everybody, he was like, because his trainer is Derek James. He trained Charlo that lost to Canelo, and he trained Spence that lost to Crawford. And this was gonna be his third loss if Ryan lost. But Ryan's like, he kept telling me, stop doing that fucking back shit. You ain't Mayweather. And then he was like, dude, it was just something that was working for me. Then Duarte caught on, so then I had to stop. But I feel like, excuse me for interrupting.
No.
But I feel like the thing that caught up Duarte, because he's still great, really good, took the punches, all of that. Yeah. Ryan was like, this fool could take a punch. I was like, this for sure needs to knock him out.
That fool
and
gang
it wouldn't.
Of times. Yeah. God damn.
Duarte just needs experience. Because what Ryan won out of is his experience. Okay, this isn't working. Let me pivot. Okay, this isn't working. Let me move. Because it was just a matter of time until he kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
But Duarte has power.
Yeah.
So I think with him to get sharp, don't take that L like and think it's the end because every new boxers do.
Yeah.
But you can really become that next Mexican superstar.
For sure. You know what? It almost felt like watching it was like he kind of Ryan kind of used a like rope-a-dope type of strategy of like, he was going to take as much, like, contact and pain as he could and outlast him.
Yeah.
Is kind of what it felt like.
Because then there was moments where he started running, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, all
he
that
was
stuff,
using
like,
different techniques, and you can only get them by being in the game so long.
Yes.
And even having a teacher like Derek James, who, again, has really, like, he won Trainer of the Year this year.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of, like, of that I guess that experience to share. He mm-hmm. has a great OG. Duarte has like what's it called? Like his novella fucking stars as his like in his crew. Yeah, one of the fools backing him is like a novella guy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like a really top, well known novella fool. And I'm like, nah, this fool needs to stack up his corner.
Yeah, like so.
And
like,
I feel like
so
the LAFC. Yeah.
So you're saying,
guess who Ryan got?
Who?
Letty in the corner.
Oh, you're so stupid.
So you're saying Ryan's corner is like, hey, do a double jab, like double pivot, and then they're like, Dale Duro away! Yeah. In Oscar's corner?
Yeah. Yeah. Mátalo!
Mátalo!
Yeah. En la cabeza! No, because I was telling the crew, and this made me feel a little bit like, I don't know how to feel. Maybe you guys can help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, clearly Golden Boy and Ryan Garcia have attention, right?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Hey, like at 3 a.m., I saw when Ryan Garcia was doing the press conference. It's about the owner. The was like... Oscar De La Hoya is like 2 feet behind him.
Yeah.
And Oscar's face is like, what? Yeah.
His face?
He's like.
I felt bad.
He did the eye thing too. Yeah. Yes. Is this real?
It reminded me of like, just like family drama so much. Like literally like.
That for sure is family drama. Yeah. And
yeah, first I let the clip like at 3 a.m. I'm like, look at this.
Yeah.
And then obviously she was getting up for power. Mm-hmm. I think that Friday she replied, that shit is crazy. Yeah.
So clearly there's tension. Like there's tension in the air that whole weekend. And I think just since the Tank fight, when quote unquote Oscar was not there Golden Boy was not there. But like if you pay attention to like once you know the players at the press conferences, Ryan is showing love to Eric, who's the president, who we mm-hmm. talked to, and like he's Golden Boy as much as Oscar and B-Hop are Golden Boy. So is Eric. So it's kind of like you don't know. Being a part of Golden Boy, you don't know who, like, if Ryan fucks with you or not, essentially.
Yeah.
So you don't know your place. You don't know, like, can I say hi to him because he's Golden Boy or can I not because he hates us or, like, does he hate us or who, mm-hmm. is it specific or is it fuck all y'all, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm in that boat because I do work with Golden Boy and I have talked to Ryan and we do have a good relationship, but I don't know that he really knows me outside of that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and they call it the corral where the seats are where we sit. And I'm sitting there, I'm in front of his mom, like his whole people are right there and cheering him on. And like I told you guys, like I fuck with both of them, both him and Duarte. Yeah. And so like, I didn't know what to do when he won. I'm happy for him, but I don't know if he fucks with me.
Yeah. Right?
So he comes down and he has like, after he did his interview y todo, and so he's saying hi to his mom. He's saying hi to everybody. And he's like, hey, Leti, how are you doing? And it was like, I'm like, seven. Like you know how you guys folded with Becky G? Yeah. I folded with Ryan because I didn't know. Like, I don't know. It's very different on my.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely very different than me.
Okay. Because it was just like the, no, we don't know what to make of this, right? And I felt like even in the press conference, I'm sitting right in front of him and I'm in his, like, I'm in his line of sight. If he looks straight, it's me. I'm the first person. I couldn't even ask a question because in the press conference too, he's low-key, they're being forced to sit next to each other, him and Oscar. So you feel the tension and it's kind of like when your parents are mad and you don't know what to do.
They know a lot about that.
No, I told the crew, it felt like being in a home where like if your parents are arguing and you're the kid, you don't know what to do. You don't know whose side to pick. You just kind of like get in like into your shell.
Yep.
That's what I reverted to. And I was like, oh shit, like, I don't know who's his, can I smile at him or will you get mad? Or can I say shout out Golden Boy and then you don't get mad? Like, it was really odd to be in, not, and I'm nobody. I literally told the guys, I feel like I wrote out a DM to him and I'm so glad I didn't send it, but I wrote out a DM to explain it all. And it was like, yeah, you know, my childhood trauma didn't let me say hi to you. And he probably would have read that shit like, what the fuck? But you know, I'm always rooting for you, Ryan. Like, God is good.
Be blessed.
Yes. Like, you're my brother in Christ. Like, hopefully next time I won't be so awkward. But if I am, it's because of my childhood. And like, and you know what I'm saying? Imagine reading that.
And have a happy holiday. Yeah, and you know? Happy New Year.
You probably would have been like, man, what the fuck are you talking?
Literally.
It would have made it so much worse.
I didn't send it, but I do feel a little bit awkward. I don't know how to approach it.
Yeah,
I think he from seemingly, if he treated you like that,
yeah,
he doesn't look at you as like a Golden Boy person. He mm-hmm. looks at you as Letty. Yeah. He looks at you as a media person who's like impartial mm-hmm. and is there to do their job, to his job. Because he's really smart too, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah,
and like he can have problems with, you know, individuals, but I don't think he's like fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you.
Like,
you
I was, because you don't know if it's he like that. You know, you don't know if it's beef with everybody. Yeah. Like, yeah. Everybody can get it.
Yeah. I feel that, because he definitely hates Oscar the Lion.
Yeah, they like, definitely have their
that's
tension.
Like a real, that's like,
no,
like,
that's real. That's, yeah, their relationship think, is strictly business, at least yeah. at this point.
Yeah, for you know? Sure. And I just think it's one of those things to where, like, I mean, obviously contracts are contracts, but I mean, I would feel like, I mean, as like a brand owner, I'd be like, yeah. Oh man, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. But also do get the contract stuff and yeah. stuff like yeah. that. So hopefully they figure it out, whether it's in a business way or in like a personal way. But
I feel like there's only one person that could fix it. Duno.
Fix
you, you'll be a good mediator. Ryan and Oscar.
Why?
You just roast both of them.
Oh my God.
And just tell them, make it super, so awkward that like you they just reveal all this stuff that they just have to talk and then they're going to laugh and they're going to get stuff off. And then they'll probably hate you. But
that's
they're
right.
like each
and
other.
Me, as if I didn't want to be.
I'm trying
one
to
way or another, they will not fuck with me.
I'm trying to figure out like what's like their biggest like their
no.
biggest. Their
you got to find out. You got to just ask
yeah.
them.
Oh, it's easy.
I know it's easy. So let's move on. Show me the, meanwhile, if I say mucho.
Yes,
you guys
meanwhile, best me mucho. Yeah. Please roll the tape.
Tenemos otra co-host. Se llama Leti. Ella es un gran, gran fan de ustedes. ¿No puedes dar un saludo a Leti?
Sí. ¿Qué tal amigos? Te saludo a la reina de las bandas, Banda Macho. Y en esta ocasión le enviamos un fuerte abrazo, un saludo muy grande a Leti, donde quiera que se encuentre, le mandamos un besote y como siempre le decimos, ¡Arre Macho!
¡Oh my God! I need that. Yeah. Can I get a clip of that?
Yeah. Wasn't
watching
that so cool?
You guys and even seeing like the post, I look at you guys so proud. Like just seeing you guys do your thing and like just us doing our thing, and I was yeah. like, wow, I was. Those are my little babies. And I know you're not my babies, yeah. but to me, you're my little
that
babies.
Was lit.
No, and thank fun. You, Vic. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I was
thank
like,
you
dude,
so much.
Leti
you know, you guys know
out.
I fucking love Banda Macho.
Exactly.
Bro, they're fucking, bro, and they're like
the
coolest,
coolest
food of all time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They were such good energy.
Their outfits were super cool.
Yeah. We talked about their drip. It was just so cool. They were like just very approachable.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like they know that like the role that they play
with
in
our yeah.
younger people. Like yeah. they know that like our parents fuck with them. So that means we fuck with them,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it's just all love, and they showed us that love back.
And
so
nice. And that shit was funny because I'm guessing like a group like kind of came off, like a group didn't show up, or it was like a little later. So we fucked up somebody's name.
Oh, don't.
So
what? Wait, what? I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't know that? So oh, that's so embarrassing.
So we pivoted from that and ran into these fools, and we're like, oh, let's do this one fast.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
What?
Because, so a group
of you guys were interviewing no, people as they came off the stage.
It's so
yeah.
much
so
worse.
So you confused.
But we're going based off, let's be honest.
Yeah,
like,
the track list, the set list of who's coming up.
I mean, yeah, the stage.
Performance
the
list, yeah.
And fucking, it said a certain time. And I think me and Irene read it wrong. And then Vic was like, well, if they're confirming it, then well, then they're
I was
right.
like, no, honestly, I fucked up where I had a bad feeling about it. And I was like, no, I was just like, no, Duno must know more than me.
But Banda Macho is amazing.
Yes.
And I love that.
Because they were like
that's,
such good
that shout out, I'm going to show my mom, show my dad, show my suegra, everybody.
And they do this.
Yeah.
They do finger guns. That was the coolest shit. They all busted out the fingers. They said, arre. And I was like,
whoa. Ah. Like, you're so cute.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. But also, I like, when you're back there, you got to understand that you're like kicking it with a bunch of tios and tias.
Yeah.
So them fools are like, some of them are in a really good mood. And some of them, you know, you have the tias that are haters and you have the tios that are super cool
right.
and vice versa.
Dude, you talked to the rock group.
I talked to Alaragan, the singer from Alaragan.
Yeah.
That damn fools were cool. They like just the vibe that they caught with Duno was just like, I was like, dude, that shit was
that
sick.
Was awesome, Duno.
Yeah.
That was dope. And then see, but I was with a little bitty. So
why?
I missed Los Ángeles del Infierno.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
Which
yeah.
they're the one that sing the song. It's a 666.
Oh, the 666
yeah, yeah, yeah.
song.
And but they gave me a shout. They got a shout out for me, Vic and
yeah.
the Fuego. Shout out Fuego. Very hip to all the Latino music.
Yay,
he was
Fuego.
Yes, he was very helpful. He was very helpful.
He was very
Fuego,
helpful.
Fuego, yeah. Arre.
And then we met so then we met Los Ángeles Azules.
Yes.
That's
super
tight.
That was super cool.
We got to get one of them to, like, just hang out.
No, vibe. We have
so,
the
so
number.
The
I feel like Banda Machos would be down.
I have the info for Los Angeles Azules.
Yeah, she was...
Let's do it.
She was like, what are you guys doing? And then Yaelin and Irene were telling the lady, like, oh, this is their podcast. This is also what they do. Bada bing, bada bing, bada bing, bada boom. And then She was like, let's connect.
Sabe so, Mucho is look like a vibe. I can't wait yes. for the
shout
next
out to
Neat
Pastel. Shout out to everybody over there.
Yeah, shout out Primo, Neat Pastel, Chris Carrera, their whole team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good catering, really good, too. Good catering.
Great really
catering.
Good care of us. Yeah. Oh, that shit was fire.
Also, the pod has grown so much, and individually, we have all grown. Because, dude, like,
whoa,
I remember last time we
went. Or what? You want to tell us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm working on it.
I remember last time where they were like, hey, brown bag. This time it was like a swarm. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, when we walked outside.
We were Banda Macho.
Did anyone ask about me?
Yeah.
We're Banda Macho.
Banda Macho.
Banda No Sabo.
Yeah.
People asked
bro,
me.
Bro, let's do
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
asked me, too.
Yeah, they were like, bro, man, where's that D?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
a lot of dudes were asking us to for your number. We're like, we can't give you that.
Yep, we can't.
Girls ask me for your number all the time, and I say no. Oh, I have a shout out real quick. Did you see my latest reel with me and Jorge that we collabed?
You made a reel, Jorge?
The Christmas lights? I mean,
lights.
Yes.
I seen that he posted that he needed a plug for Christmas lights.
Okay, oh, so we got it. One yeah. from North Hollywood, SNA Lighting. They're so tight. They came over. They made our house look like a freaking candy cane. You didn't see it?
No. They made your house like a candy
yes.
cane.
Yes. Yeah. And so him,
Rich Flex.
Salvador and his girl, they listen, they're fans. And then their daughter, Melody, also listens. So shout out to them. But look. They came through. They have their own little truck y todo.
It looks really nice.
And then Jorjito was helping them. Yeah, they made... Now the house looks like a freaking... A
oh,
candy
wow.
Candy cane.
So if you go to my house, it'll look nice.
Are you going to buy inflatables now?
No, because I know there's a lot of ground right there, but yeah. the boys are like running through.
Mm. Yeah, they like, might they stab it or something, huh?
Yeah. It's funny because...
Shank it inflatable?
That shit looks sick.
It's really nice.
So they put reindeer, and my dad's like, ay, mija. Like, my dad always is a worrywart.
Yeah.
We're like, what? He's like, they're stealing inflatables. Now I have to worry about the reindeer. And he's like, I'm going to put a string to my room, and if someone moves the reindeer, it's going to ring a bell to my dad's room.
Yo.
And he's going to go out and catch the person.
That's I like how so your dope. Dad's like that using like hilarious. Old methods, like there isn't a ring camera in front of your house.
I know. He's like, we're going to tie a string to the shoe.
Trying to booby trap
yeah. But I guess it's a thing, people stealing inflatables and shit like that. So
if you're stealing inflatables, that is fucking
you're
crazy.
You're down bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 60
people
bucks.
Will steal anything, though. So.
That's true.
Oh, the reindeers look sick. Oh, that's cool. The reindeers are
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but my dad's like, no, now I have to tie a string from them to his room. And his room is really close to the front door, so he's ready.
Damn,
he's
that's
fucking vigilant.
Bro, that's sick. I can't wait till I get a crib because I definitely want to do that.
For yeah. the Christmas lights?
There's when during Halloween when we stayed at Poet's girl's family's house
mm-hmm.
and in like Upland Fontana area.
Yeah.
And bro, there was a very famous house that was on TikTok right there that was fucking going crazy. No, and that shit was like a very dope house that was booming on TikTok and everything. That shit was going up.
That's fire.
But talking about Poet and his girlfriend.
It's still his girl.
He's still with his girl.
Good job. Oh,
okay, good job.
Shout out Poet and his girl.
Yeah. Happy for you. Are you happy for them?
But yeah. I mean, she's everywhere now. She's literally everywhere we do. And at everything we are, she is the only girl. She will be there. She comes to everything. She,
Oh, no. You don't like it.
No. I mean, I think it's a little absurd.
It's a little extra.
I think if
yes,
all the boys me. Come to a brewery and it's only all the boys and you bring your girl, then, I mean, hey, what could I do? Right?
You would do that, though.
I wouldn't.
Because you would just bring any biddy. At least it's his girl.
No. I know. I'm not like that. I follow guidelines and rules when it mm-hmm. comes to the boys' night.
And what does he say?
He says, why does it bug you, fool? Like, yeah. She's not even bugging. And I'm like, I know, but then we can talk about how we're, you know, like, we can't, like...
like
it's just about you.
Here.
Like, it's
yeah.
just, like, no, you want to be able to make all the jokes.
No. I'm just the most vocal one.
He'll still make jokes.
Yeah. I'm the most vocal one. Just
he just misses his little...
Alone time with Poet.
No.
Okay,
he misses his Poet time.
Okay, so I had a alone time with Poet yesterday mm-hmm. on Monday. So let me tell you, I'm going to break this down. And then, she comes to everything. I think, like, the day I met Sabe Mucho that night, I think I made some jokes. I think they got mad at each other because I was tiptoeing the line. Like, we're telling Poe to stand on business.
About what?
Because Poe is a machista. Like, and he stands on that. Like, he's like,
oh, okay.
That's just what the homie is. And
yeah.
she's there, you know.
But
and
for
and,
her, she's
and
a
it works for them. That's
yeah.
cool, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going with him to Citadel, and I'm like, what are you going to go get? He's like, oh, I have to go buy the family gifts. And I was like, the family? And he's like, yeah.
Her family.
And I was like, all right, yeah. Like,
that's nice.
But I'm like, who are you buying gifts for? And then I'm like, the parents, that's cool, right? Brownie points.
Yeah.
No.
Nephews. Siblings.
He's buying gifts for two brothers, two sisters, her, and then her parents.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they've only been talking for 6 months. Been together for three.
6 months.
They've only been
together
a couple months.
That's not a...
They've been talking for six, though. And they've been only together for three.
Timeline is different. I got with Jorge November 30th of 2016. Christmas, I was getting his nephews and his niece a present, his sister something, like at least the C's candy box, you know, of chocolate. Yeah. I got the boys.
But let's be honest, your budget is very different.
I got
than
his
boys.
Nephew's gift cards. You're stupid.
But no, let's be legit. I'm dead ass serious. Like okay, me.
No,
like,
he's serious about her. You just don't like
it. He wants to be in the family already. Damn. Okay, well, he is in the family already. Damn.
Maybe it's Oaxacan things. Maybe it's Oaxacan transition.
Okay, you might be a little Oaxacan. because I put a poll up on Instagram and I was like,
have sinvergüenzas that follow you. That's your whole.
And people were like 50-50. Like, yeah. It was dead as a very good argument, but I just feel like
it's a little much.
I feel like it's a little much.
All right, let's get into these topics, shall we? Are we good? Recapping everybody's life?
Yeah. Shout out, Poet. I hope you have a baby.
Don't you know I'm local, okay? Shout out to Otani. The Dodgers have acquired this fool on Klarna.
Yeah.
We are going to pay $2 million every year for 10 years. And the Angels have put out a statement. Can we react to the Angels' statement? As of right now, as we record, it is Tuesday. Oh, my God. It's a whole little nice thing. Who wants to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Shohei Otani is a generational player. And it was an honor to watch him make history throughout the six seasons he spent in an Angels uniform. We feel extremely fortunate that Angel fans were able to witness him redefine what is possible in our sport. We thank Shohei for his many contributions to our franchise and the game of baseball. We wish him the best during the next chapter of his career with the Dodgers, the superior team in Los Angeles.
This is not said in there. Okay. I might have added.
The next one is
a picture.
It's Japanese. Oh.
It's Japanese.
Oh. Yeah, they had to get the translation.
Wow.
Losers.
Yeah. That was a loser-ass statement if I've ever read one in my
life.
Remember,
you were with us for 6 years. Six seasons.
I wish you luck. Hey,
somebody said
you
will be known as the team who let the greatest baseball player of all time walk away.
Damn. And you know what? With the deal that the Dodgers got, it just seems like Shohei wanted to leave.
Of course.
So, okay. I feel like the Angels might have offered him stuff. Like, probably they offered him a little bit of Disneyland, and he was like, nope. Like, I'm still not going to do it.
Probably offered him the franchise, and he's like, I'm good, fam, though. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, I want to be a Dodger.
So, this was confusing to me, right? Okay, so we all were probably somewhere where we saw that he was getting $700 fucking million. Right.
Yes.
He's still getting it.
$700 million.
No, he's getting it, right?
It's just within a few years.
And then him probably being so like, you know, in other countries and other cultures, you get raised very differently than...
Right.
You know, so a lot of players out here are very spoiled.
Yeah.
This was like $700 million. Okay, I'll take it. And he probably looked at that shit like, oh, okay, that's fine. I would have took probably less because I want to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Or when he franchised. And then I read that he's only getting $2 million a year.
Yeah.
Yes. So for the first 10 years of his contract, which is the time he's going to be playing, he's going to get $2 million per year only.
So $20 million.
That's only the amount that's going to count against the luxury tax. So the Dodgers are able to spend way more per season to get other good
better
players.
Better teams. Mm-hmm. To build a team around
And
them.
Then after he retires, he's going to get the rest of his money.
So he's going to get $680 million. Off the bat.
Pretty much. It's like afterpay.
So Dodger dogs are going to be $40. Beers are going to be $60.
After he retires.
Also, just to say this, he's the one that wrote out this deal.
Yes.
He said,
it was his idea.
Give me, like, this is all his idea. The way that he's being paid out. Because he wants the Dodgers to build around him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out Shohei.
Arigato.
Yeah. I will pay for that $100 michelada.
Yes. I'll get a jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to win championships.
Oh, yeah.
How many, if we could say in this 10-year period that the Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, this first year he's going to be a hitter, but then he's going to be a hitter and pitcher.
Yep.
How many World Series are we going
to
win?
To be realistic.
Six.
Oh, damn, this first season he's just hitting?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be a DH. I'm going to say three because baseball is so hard. It's the most random sport. Honestly,
I'm gonna say nine.
The
so, I'll give you one,
but I would go with I'm gonna go with 5.
Okay.
I hope so.
Let's see who gets closer.
Give us 5.
Now I'm rooting again. No, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
going.
I'm
not going to say 3. You said 3.
Okay, look. Because, look, the Giants were a really good team. They had a really good pitching staff, really good players. They won like 3 championships in like 5 years.
Yeah, but no one is Shohei Ohtani. They're saying that he's like such Mookie. A one of a kind player since Babe Ruth. No one has been like
literally
him.
So
they called
him
the Japanese Babe Ruth.
Yeah. So boom.
The
9.
Only thing is just
and
more
that's
so,
just me being kind to whoever's gonna win this next one because he's out as a pitcher.
Yeah, but also Babe Ruth was playing against plumbers.
Yeah.
So like, and electricians. So is Shohei.
Yeah.
Compared to him. Yeah. And he's 26, 27?
Yeah, he's late 20s.
Yeah. So once we win our 9 our 9 World Series, how much more do we have to catch up? Because who has the most? The Yankees?
27. We're 20. Not.
Well, what would that put us? How many have we won?
We have 7 right now.
Oh, we have 7?
So if
7
we get
plus
9,
9?
We're 16.
16? Woo! Close the gap, baby. Close
the
gap.
Yeah, close the gap for sure. They might ban the Dodgers if we win 9 World Series in 10 years. Baseball fans would be fucking pissed.
They are pissed.
I know.
No.
They're fucking mad.
For the little kid from the Arizona Diamondbacks,
yes.
He was like, oh,
I'm never going to make it to the Dodgers.
You fucking little fucking white kid from Arizona. Fuck you.
Lame. It's
loser.
A kid you're talking shit about.
I've talked shit about my Dodgers.
No.
But you know what? Damn, fool. We paid this fool 700 million. Yeah.
700 M's.
And you know what? Shout out him for not being a spoiled fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, you can still spend all this money. Just make sure
I can't say I would be the same. I might need it all
in one. Yeah,
because
even Joe Kelly, he's signing a 1 year for $8
million. Yeah.
So he's getting in that 1 year more than what Shohei's going to get in 4 years. Or it's going to be...
This is not even counting sponsorships.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to get a lot of... I think he makes $50 million off already, like a year.
Bonus, like in a bonus.
With the Dodgers, like endorsements, sponsorships, all that.
Brand deals,
the Dodgers, it's just gonna go up and up.
And
think of this fool in Pepsi commercials. Oh, think of this fool, like Linsanity low key is gonna be freaking Shohei Ohtani.
And you know what I'm excited for?
Botanity?
You know what I'm excited for? Koreatown booming again with the bars.
K-Town, he's Japanese.
No. But even when like Ryu was there and all them, mm-hmm. they weren't Korean.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They weren't Korean. I think they were
Korean and like. Koreans are big fans of baseball, so
yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's
Japanese or Chinese. They just
even Latinos, like they love the shit out of baseball.
Little Tokyo's gonna be popping.
Little Tokyo's gonna be booming with the little bars.
Yeah,
and in Korea, I remember when, like I said, when they had the Ryu's, when they had the Darvish. Was it Darvish?
Yu Darvish, yeah.
Yeah, like. Mm-hmm. They have banners of them all over the Koreatown, off Wilshire, Western, Normandy, 6.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like how we felt when we had Urias. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's similar.
You know what I was saying in the army the other day?
Please be careful.
And I was like, this motherfucker couldn't keep his shit together.
Yeah.
Imagine, think about this, fool.
He disappointed us.
Think about this, fool. Imagine Ohtani pitching from 1 through 6.
And then
we have the middle motherfuckers. What do we call them?
The relievers.
And then we would have had the
Kabuza. The closers?
The Kabuza. Was that full name? The big ass Colombian fool, the one that saw his mom.
But isn't it called the closer?
Oh,
the relievers. The reliever.
What's his name?
And then
Guerrero? Bruiser Guerrero?
Yeah, and then Urias would have been our closer. You know how fucking unbeatable we would have been?
Yeah. But
life takes its own turns.
But I'm excited to just see like the turnout of like the excitement back in Dodger baseball. I mean, they always have a good team, but like I feel like it's gonna be extra exciting this year. Everybody excited about Ohtani, you know. Like you said, like you know, Koreatown being lit. Like just Echo Park is gonna be fucking crazy opening day.
Okay, opening day. The tickets are gonna be
the
more
shortstop
expensive.
Shortstop is gonna be fucking packed to the end. Like
And that's just exciting. You know what? Let's hope for somebody writes Ohtani a corrido.
Oh, el Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
And other news of a very beautiful sports of Los Angeles, California.
What's it called? The Mexican peanuts?
The
peanuts japonés?
Yes.
¿Cómo son? ¿Cacahuates japonés?
Yes.
Fire.
Ohtani needs to do that brand collab.
Yes.
That shit would be...
Because Ohtani, if you don't know, if you're watching the Brown Bag right now, we definitely take those and think it's our culture, but it's really
yours. It's definitely yours. Yes.
No, it's ours.
¿Cacahuates Ohtanis?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've definitely had them inside of some hot Cheetos with limon and chile.
They're bomb.
Yeah.
Best thing of all time.
They're so delicious.
Yeah. Or by themselves, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they're fire.
You're right.
Otani, come on, bro.
Otani, welcome to the Los Angeles.
Welcome. Giants.
Welcome to the real team of California.
Yes. That's right. We know you wanted to be here all this whole time.
Also, another great team we have, the Lakers.
Lakers won the in-season tournament that no one cared about until we all cared about it because the Lakers were in it.
Honestly, like, whenever a banner's involved, we're going to deliver.
Yeah. And speaking of banners,
Photo banners?
Stop it, you Clipper fan.
That's what you guys do.
Speaking of banners, because of this new in-season tournament, they're saying, hey, we need to be, since we won it, we do want a banner, but it needs to be different so it doesn't count the same as a world championship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to mix it up either. So they're going to have their own unique
banner.
Oh.
And I like how they put the banners because they're like, we're going to just leave some extra room for the next ones that we win.
Yeah, because we definitely are going
to win. Yeah, I feel it.
Duno's pointing at Maximo.
Yeah, he's the Clipper fan.
It's all right. You're never gonna.
Doesn't Taylor Swift have more banners than the Clippers?
Yes, they do. Yes, she does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She goes by Lena. Maybe.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out the fucking Lakers.
Shout out Lakers.
Shout out AD. You're definitely gonna win Defensive Player of the Year this year.
He's playing good.
He's playing amazing. Way better
changing
than your
the
Clippers.
Whole game.
You have six superstars and haven't done shit.
We're getting better. All right.
All right, let's go to the Edgar Report.
All right,
Edgar Report, yeah.
All right, anyway, so Gilberts. There's this new thing called Gilberts.
Yes, so it seems like it's the end of the Edgars, guys.
It's fucking Edgars.
It might be coming to an end. Why, Victor?
And this makes sense. So I have a part-time barber. He's an Edgar. Mm-hmm. He's my neighbor. And I noticed that he has a different haircut.
And oh, he's himself an Edgar.
Yes.
Got it.
Maybe now a former Edgar. Mm. And I was like, dude, he's kind of doing his hair a little different. But I didn't say much. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he's just growing it out or something. But then I went on Instagram and I saw a food community made a post. And it's like, yeah, a lot of people are going for, it's like more like of a wavy, like front end. It's not so like bowl cutty lined up and stuff. It's not that anymore. It's like more styled and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then they call it a condensed fade, I guess is what they're calling it now. I don't know if we have
it pulled
up here.
Think Johnny Bravo, you know how Johnny Bravo has the
front? A little bit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I like
there's some, I don't know, body to it.
Yeah.
So did you confront your neighbor about this?
No, I haven't. I should ask him because he's literally a barber.
So the side looks great. That looks like a crazy, now that lineup is on the side now.
Yeah.
Because that is crazy bold line.
It's like a non-blended table.
Yeah, it's definitely not blended.
Yeah, there's no fade.
There's no fade.
So that's kind of how my
barber has it now.
But you see
how the front is Johnny Bravo vibes?
Yeah. That's how my barber has it now, kind of like that.
Oh my God. That's
a little fade.
It's only a matter of time till Jorjito wants this.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like the block got hot for Edgar's, people making fun of them. And it was just
evolved.
Yeah, this is the evolution. I just feel like people are kind of since it got so popular, people are like, I'm done with this. You know, it got old. So it might be RIP to Edgar's.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like this haircut. It's stupid.
It looks kind of European to me, European soccer players.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, very European.
This definitely gives
And low-key, a lot of our Latino hair, the Latino dude's hair can't do that. It just stands up straight. You guys can't have that
literally
little body.
Mine just goes straight up like that.
Yeah, you would not be able to have that little
There's no curve.
It's like a cacatua. You know, a cacatua?
Yeah, like a cacatua.
Yeah,
that's fucking terrible. What a terrible fucking haircut.
But hey, it's... What's your favorite goodbye song that we could give to all the Edgars? And we could do an Edgar slide of different Edgar cuts? As we go on... We remember. What would you say to the Edgar cut?
It's so hard to say goodbye
to yesterday.
It's never the right time to say goodbye.
But you know that I gotta go our separate ways.
Sorry, Edgar. What about you? What's your goodbye song to the Edgar?
Speaking about
what was your favorite Edgar cut or person that had an Edgar cut? Mine goes to the kids, remember, that were in front of the mirror, and I was like, I hope they get to school on time. Shout out to those Edgars. You're probably gonna be Gilberts now, because that's what this new cut is called.
Yeah.
What about you guys? I think the all-time famous one is the one behind the
truck wheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what, my favorite Edgar was the dude that was wearing size 57 pants.
You gotta say bye to him and his Edgar cut.
That was wearing a small shirt.
Super small.
And he was just like...
Vic, do you have a favorite Edgar?
Yeah, the stupid ones when they would mess with their hair, walk into AT&T, and then just all walk out at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I never understood why.
But it's just funny to watch. Like, you could watch it on a loop.
It's an Edgar Parade.
It was like a little Edgar Parade, and they're just, like, shaking their hair. And then, obviously, like, Suede and Peso.
Putting
and
the caspa all over the T-Mobile phone plans.
Yeah.
He's like,
Maximo, you have a favorite like, Edgar? As an Edgar? You have a favorite Edgar?
Myself.
You being an Edgar. Him becoming an Edgar.
Oh, you being an Edgar. Yeah. I feel like maybe that's why everybody, like, stopped it. They're like, all the old guys are getting to
it. No, I said King Edgar is changing the game. I did it on purpose. To dead it.
To dead it? You did.
But I like that you mentioned bye. So that was Edgar Report. Shout out to the Edgars.
That's my favorite one, though. He was like...
Yeah. Speaking of bye, we're going to cool or culo this Wiz Khalifa rendition and remix to...
A real one.
Peso Pluma. It's not AI. To Peso Pluma's bye.
Did he really?
Yeah. Check this out. That shit is so tight.
Yeah.
Hi. Peso Pluma must be tripping the fuck out.
I was confused.
It's not AI. It's not AI.
It's not AI. It's Wiz.
It's real.
I definitely won't.
Did Peso Pluma? Oh, yeah. He commented with the emojis of sunglasses.
Sick.
I definitely won't bump it in my car, but at least he's on beat.
Hell yeah. He has a good culture. Singing voice.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be...
He found the pocket.
Like, he's making it cool. Like, this is dope, but let me just try something. He's not trying to be, like, a culture vulture, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't rap in Spanish.
Yeah.
True.
Because it's kind of...
Is that a shot at Drake?
That's a shot at, like, Nata trying to rap in English.
Damn. It didn't go so good.
It didn't go so well. But what I'm saying is, like, it's dope. That shit's dope.
Yeah.
I like his singing voice. And that could low-key help that song cross over.
Yeah.
Because remix? It's a great song.
If it's a remix, we would play it.
And for Wiz to know that specific song, you're either messing with a Latina baddie.
Yeah.
Or like you literally very listen possible. To even know. Because that's like the last song in the album.
Yeah.
It wasn't a single.
Yeah. It wasn't Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So like the fact that you know it, that shit is tight. Shout out you.
That's not bad. I like that.
I like it.
He stayed on the same melody.
Khalifa.
Yeah, nice. I want to hear the mashup now.
Yeah, there needs to be a mashup. Shout out to them. Cooler, culo.
Cool. Cool. I'll look at this. Cool.
And super shout out Wiz Khalifa, man.
Great song. Wiz Khalifa is a cool ass fool.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. Can we take a...
Oh, you met him a couple times.
A cool ass break. All right, we're back, you guys, and we've been seeing this thing go viral of like, I saw a mom one because I'm having mom TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm a mom. Of course I'm going to drink a glass of wine before and after and during and like anything, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like different ones. Which ones have you guys seen?
I've seen the one where like
I think you just saw one I'm something
like,
fan.
Yeah. So like the 49er fan was like, so I'm a 49ers fan. Of course, we're going to make it to the NFC playoffs and then start losing or some shit like that.
Yeah, so, I saw the Latina Moms one.
Which one the Latina Moms one?
What'd you say? So they have a Vaporu.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I think I saw that one too. Like, I have hella bags in my little thing. I'm a Latina mom.
But I like the different trends. I've seen like the Samoan ones. I've seen like the single girl ones.
But you know which ones I haven't seen? Latinos from LA. From LA, keyword.
Yes.
So I think we should do that, okay? Yeah. I'll kick it off.
Okay.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we had a pet from the Santee Alley, specifically a tortuga or a pájaro. You pick.
Yeah. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to get down at the Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Dodger Stadium, we're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to walk around that whole thing for that one Michelada place.
All right.
We're Latino. Okay.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, I live with my mom. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, the minute I got a new job, I bought a Tesla.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we know half Salvies, half Mexicans.
I'm a Mexican from LA. Of course, my baby mama's Salvadorian.
Fuck you. What's it called for? We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to get drunk at the Vinicita's birthday party. La Rosita Vera.
So stupid.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to pick up our fucking family members from Cesar Chavez next to the county jail.
Yeah.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to do walkouts at the Denny's next to the LA County.
We're Latinos from LA. Oh, wait, shoot. I forgot it. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we hate King Taco.
Oh,
yes. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we're going to go to Javier's on special occasions.
Yeah, no, you are going because you're
we're
bougie.
Latinos from LA. We think we're the best fucking Latinos in the world.
Yes. We're Latinos from LA. We are way better than the San Francisco Latinos, the San Diego Latinos, the Arizona Latinos, the Texas Latinos, the Chicago Latinos.
We are next to the border. We're Latinos from LA. We have the best fucking weed.
We're Latinos from LA. We think we have the best food.
Yes.
Yes. Damn, the Salvadorian girl is funny as shit. We fucking went on a rabbit. Everybody just started letting shit out. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we all had sex in the car. I'm a Holland Drive.
We're Latinos from LA. We put tajin on everything.
Ooh.
We're Latinos from LA. We definitely know the name of our fruteros.
Ooh. We're Latinos from LA. We've all definitely got to get birria tacos at El Mercadito.
That part.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we piped our neighbors.
That's only your dad. What the fuck? I think everybody fucks their neighbors. Bitch.
We're Latinos from LA. We do the posada at Olvera Street for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're Latinos from LA. Of course, we got baptized at La Placita Olvera.
Yes. We're Latinos from LA. Yes, we have bought clothes at Santiali.
Facts.
We're Latinos from LA. We go to Linwood Mall. Or no, Downey Mall. Stonewood Mall.
Stonewood Mall.
To go look at all the buchonas.
Yes.
We're Latinos from LA.
Culichi Town.
We're Latinos from LA. We go to South Central to buy Nas.
Okay. What? This is getting super niche Latino categories.
That's a Latino thing.
Latinos from LA. We've definitely gone to kickbacks and left the party because it got shot up in the valley.
Oh,
yes.
We're Latinos from LA. All our older siblings were having 4 and 6 on the party line.
And gang banging.
Yes.
And
gang.
We're Latinos from LA. Everybody thinks we're gang members.
Because we are.
No, shit.
We're Latinos from LA. Everyone has a bald relative that everyone thinks is a gangbanger.
Oh, yeah.
Pero his mom thinks es buen hijo.
Yeah.
Es buen muchacho.
Or he just lost his hair.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, of course. Okay, what is it again?
We're Latinos from LA.
We're Latinos from LA. We may not be from a gang, but don't ask me where I'm from, homie.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. That's even disrespect.
We're Latinos from LA. We don't think anybody from the valley or anywhere outside of a different
freeway
is
not from LA. That's you.
We're Latinos from LA.
No,
we get mad
no.
and riot when the Lakers win or lose.
You're using mine.
That's all right.
I said that one already.
We're Latinos from LA. We're going to steal shit and say we didn't steal it. We're Latinos from LA. We go to the Nas shops in South Central and waste all our money there.
Oh my God.
We're Latinos from LA. We all got our bikes stolen growing up.
Yeah.
Facts.
We're Latinos from LA. We get tamales from the lady outside El Superior or Vallarta.
And then we tell our family that we made them.
Not appropriating tamales. You're crazy.
Appropriating tamales is crazy.
Yeah.
That is pretty nuts. We're Latinos from LA. Of course we don't know Spanish correctly.
We're Latinos from LA. We've gone back to school shopping at the swap meet.
We're Latinos from LA. Of course we take all our relatives visiting to Santa Monica Pier.
Yes.
For we're Latinos from LA. Just because my dad's in a car club, I think I am too.
Why is this a dish to each of us?
That's facts.
Yeah. All right. That was cool being. Shout out to the trend. And make sure you add stuff in the comments of we're Latinos from LA.
Yeah, I can't wait to read them. I know there's a bunch we missed too.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious, dog. The Santa Monica Pierce. That shit is so whack.
We're Latinos from LA. We grew up chasing the elotero, wanting some elotes and some raspado. Shout out to them.
Shout out them fools right there.
And paying them later.
You fucked up.
Fiar? Yeah. Fiando?
Did fiar mean the...
Damn, you know what? That other thing about it, damn, there wasn't no elotero like raspado, man, when... I was in New York.
At your spot? No, this is LA shit.
No, it's LA.
They're not going to walk around like over
in
there
the snow,
with the fucking...
Oh, no, yeah.
With a shopping
with all-terrain tires?
That's some LA shit.
They might make a lot of money.
They might.
Yeah, that's why they're somebody targeted overseas.
Well, hopefully they get better, man.
Yeah. That was fun. So, okay, let's keep going. So do we have anything more on the segment? Yeah, we can do Rita Rambla. But we have to talk about Cardi B being single because that's crazy. And I'm assuming Angie is not going to make it?
No.
Okay.
Is she single after the shit that came out, the Tasha K interview thing with Selena?
With
Selena.
Selena's like, she's like this girl, but...
Oh, no. Selena Powell? No, they've been single according to Cardi B.
Oh, she's been, okay.
Yeah, she went on her Instagram. What do you say right there? After the whole Offset, Krishan, Blueface situation.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And then she was like, look, I don't really know if that's true or not. Honestly, I'm not even thinking about that anymore. I've been single for a while now, and I just really want to know what this life is like. It seems like she's even moved back to New York because when she came to do the TikTok concert, in her Instagram, she had said, all right, West Coast has been real. Like, essentially being like...
I'm out.
Like I'm more, in and out of the city, right?
Yeah, like her verbiage is like visiting.
Yeah, and it's kind of what you say like once you're dipping somewhere. Like, all right, New York has been real when you go visit. So it seems like she went back home. Of course, her family is from New York. But here's her confirming that she's single.
I don't care to find out because I've been single for a minute now. But I have been afraid to like... I'm not afraid, I just don't know how, like, to tell the world.
Yeah, she seems very composed.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I was telling the guys. It's almost worse that she's not mad, that she's not saying fuck him.
Yeah.
Because she seems like, you know what, ya estuvo, last straw, like, ya estoy harta, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, I'm single, and I'm looking forward to the new year. So crazy. A little Dominican baby.
I can't do that. Offset's my friend. So.
Yeah. Cardi, no, he's not your friend.
Cardi B, I am also very much single.
Single. And looking for a fresh start in 2024.
Yeah, but we don't have to be together. I just want to live life with you, Cardi B.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Cardi, tap into your Latino side.
Yeah, come
I feel
on.
Like if Duno
Latino
would,
King Duno.
Hey,
over
dog,
here.
If dog,
I feel like if you date her, you would call her Cardi B every day. You're like, what was that, Cardi B?
Yeah.
Okay, Cardi B. All right, thanks,
if
Cardi
B. If we were to date Cardi B,
that'd be crazy. You guys get tattoos together?
I'm going
to
just be at her
house. You
take
her to the real LA?
Would you call yourself Cardi D?
No, but I'm going to just be like this all over her house.
Getting sturdy?
Babe, can you buy me a fly, babe?
Oh, my God. No, she'd be about her shit because you got to think she's Latina, too. But she's very, like...
Yeah, and she has a lot of cars that she don't know how to drive.
And she's from New York,
bro. Oh, yeah, she's from New York. Yeah. I don't think she has a license or she just got her license. Yeah.
I'm going to be her chauffeur.
Yeah.
You know she's aggressive. She's from New York.
I don't give a fuck.
Take her to the views?
She could beat the shit out of me.
No.
No
charges. Why are we saying that? Why do we say that?
She's from New York. New York women are just very aggressive.
Oh, my gosh.
Their approach is aggressive, for sure.
I think he just wants that.
He definitely wants that.
Cardi.
Yeah, Cardi B is single. It made me really sad, but then I was thinking, too, because she had missed or she had went on live. If she's talking about her previous life, I remember she had went on live to talk about Thanksgiving and that she overslept Thanksgiving, that she fell asleep. And she said she was at her mother-in-law's house or she said something about being like she didn't want to be around them.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like she fell asleep, and then they didn't want to bother her either. Like, let her just...
Knock out.
Because honestly, if you knock out on Thanksgiving, I'm waking you up.
Unless
I don't want to be...
Unless it's, like, a sensitive thing, and it's like, oh, okay, we'll just let her.
Mm-hmm.
They probably already knew things were rocky.
Yeah. We had interviewed Offset. He was really, like, respectful, and nothing came out crazy. But I don't know why I told Vic after, I think they're not together. Something told me.
Yeah. Dude, she really predicted it.
That shit was crazy.
And I was like, why? Don't say that.
Because there was nothing.
You guys had interviews.
Yeah, but there was nothing would say that they're not together.
It's just women's intuition.
Yeah, like a feeling.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
And then I was like, why? And she was like, I don't know. She's like, I can't explain it.
He did like a drop for us. And he was like, wake up, fool. And he said, fool. And I was like, oh, shit. After I said, fool, he's like, yeah, you know, I be with the Latinas. Or he said something of like, you know, me and Latinas or whatever. Mm. But he didn't say like me and Cardi. And so then I was like, oh, maybe they're not together. I think that's where I kind of drew it from. And not to even start dramas, but like him just knowing like, hey, like,
just
I'm around it.
Context clues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Well, Cardi B, welcome to the good side, baby.
Yeah. Would you rather be Cardi B's man or Offset's homie? Like if we're choosing sides.
Cardi B's man.
Like this is your swoop in time.
Yeah.
Because... we were talking about it. A lot of people are breaking up in this time. Supposedly December 11th, which was this past week, is the main... Well, this is going to drop on Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. Is like the day that people most break up around the world.
Not poet.
So it's something about... Yeah. Not the one you want.
Says it all mad.
Not the one you want. Not the one that you're giving ojo to his relationship. But are you guys seeing these breakups happen? These like... It's a weird time between like coming into the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I went through like two breakups.
Yeah. at the same time. The same breakup gave you two breakups. It's crazy. You got just a two for one.
Yeah.
Just say it already, fool. You brought it up.
You actually didn't want to talk about it?
God's daughter. God's daughter. And then Hello Kitty.
God's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, she got back into his life?
They were back in... no, he didn't tell us. They were on the low. They were rezando together on the low.
I just, you know...
Dog, we're talking shit about her. Dick, you gotta tell us this, fool.
I know he does. He's a piece of shit. Wait, so he was going back and forth with her.
We definitely were clouding on her.
And then...
Okay. See, now we gotta talk about this because...
You brought it up.
Okay.
Please, ask the questions.
All right, drummer real quick. All right, we're back to the love of Vic.
Yeah.
Some questions that Duno doesn't hear.
Yep.
Because I'm not with you 5 days a week.
By the way, I got it out of him. He tried to lie. Okay.
He caught him.
Can I tell a story of like at least how like yes, I yes. found out?
Okay. But before we get to that, can we get a timeline real quick? I'm a little confused.
Same.
Okay.
So you tell us the timeline.
All right.
So this whole time you guys have been broken up.
Jesus' daughter is gone.
No.
And then Three Finger Combo's there, right?
No. This is not even Three Finger Combo, is it?
She's gone.
She's gone after London. You got blocked. She tried to come back.
Yeah.
You were not down.
But lo and behold.
But while that was happening.
There was still some Jesus Christ. In his life.
I love you, God.
Yeah.
Okay. She was still in your life during London?
No.
After.
After London. After Three Finger Combo blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
She was back in your life.
But there's a new girl in his life too.
Was.
Okay. Which one's this
one? We're going to call her Hello Kitty. No relation to Irene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is this girl?
Just somebody.
Somebody he was starting to take serious.
Like you were taking her, like how you were taking Jesus' daughter serious?
Yeah.
We found out about her because he had asked Irene, hey, where do you get exclusive Hello Kitty stuff? Because I want to get it for this girl that I'm talking to and I'm getting like more exclusive with. So in between the Hello Kitty girl.
God came in.
He was praying in and out on the side. And,
yeah.
But he was being exclusive to Hello Kitty girl. Yeah. But also, he was praying on the side.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you were cheating.
But I wasn't with any of them.
He wasn't really with anyone, but he kind of was. He made the impression to Hello Kitty girl that they were exclusive.
But legally, you weren't. I'm a minister, so.
Yeah.
Legally, you weren't.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
So then the Brent Faiyaz concert happened.
Yeah.
Which was?
Like last week.
Okay, and you invited who?
I didn't invite anybody. I met up.
With?
God's daughter.
Yes. And then it was like, we were there. It was a cool time, whatever. That wasn't like my whole thing. My whole intention wasn't to like.
Someone you ran into.
Yeah.
You guys
but
met
also
up there.
You guys hit up each other because you guys had been talking on the side.
Because we were both fans of the artist. So it was like, we went.
How'd you guys start talking again?
That's a good question.
I'll just say it wasn't me.
She reached out to him.
Yeah. Let's say it wasn't
me. And see, the thing about Vic is he's a good guy.
She reached out like...
The door's always open with Vic.
Yeah.
He's like, cheers.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
So she reached out and like, hey, I hope everything is well. I miss you.
Not like that. More undercover. You know how girls are. Oh, let me pick up my straightener. You know what I'm saying? Like
when the straightener didn't even work.
And Vic straightened her out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
For you gave her the palazzo?
Yeah, he gave her another straightener.
I don't know. But...
Fuck, you gave her Jesus' stick. God's will.
The staff of Moses.
God's gift.
Oh my God.
You split the sea?
I follow you guys to a certain point and then I can't anymore. And then I can't.
You split the sea.
That's crazy.
Oh God.
But was Hello Kitty girl thinking that having a thing only.
Basically, like I went home.
You were two timing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Basically.
And it's his life. It's his life. He's a little like that's where he's going. But both of them may have thought that they were the only ones that he was talking to.
Okay, so this is my thing. Okay, so while you're doing this, you're giving one the holy book, and you're giving the other one a whole TV show about Hello Kitty. Mm. You're giving them the world. You're promising everything you can.
Yeah.
Not really.
To one, no. See, this is the thing that happened with Vic. The main, which was, we know her as the main, God's daughter.
God's daughter.
But she low-key became the side.
Oh, so she went from being a starter to being a sixth man.
Yeah, and so there was another person in her place, but you can't ever tell the one that was a main that she's not the main all the time. To her, she probably thought she's still the main character.
She thought, okay, I made
a
comeback.
But Vic was talking to another girl.
I made a comeback, but he's not treating me like... before the comeback.
She was in the Old Testament. She didn't realize he's in the New Testament.
I feel that. Wow. Fudge. That's fucking bars.
I feel crazy right now.
You know,
dude,
the one time I'm glad your mom didn't have to in church every day. I would have never thought of this analogy.
Okay.
So when you told her that she's no longer the New Testament, she's the Old Testament.
He didn't tell her. There's more.
That's the problem where it was just like, how do I put it? Like, I didn't really initiate anything.
Mm-hmm. Split the Sea was amazing, by the way.
I didn't really initiate. I was trying to be, you know, faithful Kranz Vic and, like, build something new with a new person.
With a new girl.
But, you know, the devil is temptation. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes you pick up that phone, you know, you think God is calling, but it's really just the devil.
Satanás.
Temptation.
Not us calling God's daughter Satanás.
No, it's not her. It's more
she
so.
She has the Holy Spirit
within
her.
It's not her. It's more so of what that represents in my life. Yeah. And it's just like stepping out, two timing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which is not what I want to do.
And you mixed up the names?
No.
So what happened was I got home and I was like.
From the Brent Faiyaz concert.
From Brent Faiyaz. I got home early. I didn't do anything extra or anything. I literally.
He was in and out of the concert.
I was like, all right, I'm here. Peace out.
Okay.
I didn't try to kick it with her after nothing. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Went home.
Did you get her the tickets?
No. Mm-mm. She got her own tickets.
But then you had tickets.
I had my own ticket. Yeah.
She's going to rebuttal this, Vic.
Where's the show at?
Inglewood.
YouTube Theater.
YouTube Theater. Yeah.
Because what you said was that you told her, hey, I have tickets. You can invite two other friends.
She was asking me, are you going? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm going.
Okay, this is a great conversation. Why didn't we start off with this?
Because to us, I didn't know to bring it up. He brought it up.
First of all,
we've all been, I'm bitchless because of this podcast. So welcome to the club, motherfucker.
Well, no, not same because of the podcast. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Because
of yourselves. You guys are bitchless because of yourselves.
So before.
And we talk about it on the podcast.
So before you guys met at the Brent Faiyaz concert, you guys hadn't kicked them.
They had.
Yes.
They okay, had. Where?
In the room, bed of Christ.
Oh, you guys only leaked up to do God's will and produce.
No. at my pop's group.
For like a certain event?
Yeah.
After Little Vic's birthday party?
No.
And just you gotta think, cause she's like, she's the
deal. You're a piece of shit, because you're invited here to your dad's house and she knows how close you and your dad are, so she's automatic. Yeah.
Vic is good as making you think that you're the one. But also Vic thinks you're the one.
They're all the ones.
But they can't be the one at the same time. They're not. It's not 11 over
okay,
here.
Okay.
There's
so
not
before,
two ones.
Okay, so before Brent Faiyaz, she was at your pops.
Yeah.
Before your pops, she wasn't, you hadn't seen her then.
Not really.
Like, not really. It was just talking.
Because like, again, texting. I'm not trying to initiate anything. I'm trying to be faithful Kranz Vic. I'm trying my best.
Because all the while, he's with Hello Kitty Girl.
Yeah, that was my focus, my main focus. Yeah. I'm like, let me build this up. Let me like do my best.
It's just Vic doesn't know how to turn down somebody and boundaries.
Yeah. Yes.
Boundaries.
Yes.
So she called after the Brent Faiyaz concert.
I told the main girl. I was like, I told her I got home at like 10:30. I'm like, hey, just went to a Brent Faiyaz concert. Just got home. I'm gonna go to sleep now. You know.
You told Hello Kitty that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, why didn't you take me?
Yeah, she's like, why didn't you tell me? And I was just like, well, because I was just in and out. And she's like, that's weird.
Yeah. And so then, Hello Kitty ears perked up.
Yeah. And then
you don't go by yourself to Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah. My guess is like she stayed up all night and was just like thinking, what? That's weird. Da, da, da. So in the morning, she DM'd. Yeah. And then they hopped on the phone.
Because God's daughter posted at the Brent Faiyaz concert.
Yeah. They hopped on the phone together.
Yeah. It's drama. This is why I said it's a 2-for-1 breakup.
Oh my God.
It was all bad.
Oh my God.
Vic, it's worth it for this. Oh. It's worth it for this, Vic. It's worth it for this.
Oh.
Yeah. Can this be the tease? Like, what may Duno?
Oh.
Stop, don't try shit. I can do that for you. Hey, Duno. What's all this, madre? No. Okay. No la virgen. Not in front of la virgen. Okay. Who's cleaning that?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they hopped on the phone. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so the next day at the Brent Faiyaz, because you still follow God's daughter.
Oh, man.
I still follow her too. No. Yes, this is good. I still follow her too. So the next day.
You're making me out of metal way?
Yeah. I still follow her too. She's a good time. I like her posts.
She's a good time.
I saw her at the Brent Faiyaz concert. And so the next day, both of the guys went to the Brent Faiyaz concert.
I was supposed to see him. And then he was nowhere to be found.
So yeah. We're just kind of like chit-chatting. I saw Dom. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I saw her. Did you run into her? And he's like, no, but he's a liar. So like, I could just tell he was not telling the truth. And so I'm like, bro, did you go with her to Brent Faiyaz? And that's where he does this thing where he thinks he's acting. He's like, no, what do you say? Like, but it's like, he doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, you're caught. Like, you went with her or you know. And then he starts laughing. And I'm like, oh, you're covering for him. Because he's like, oh, I thought I saw someone in a sacred shirt.
Get a rodeo shirt.
And it was him with her. And I was like, bro, you went with her? And then he's like, no, but we met up. Boom. That's how we even knew that they went to the Brent Faiyaz concert. Then later on, he talks about how Hello Kitty girl was upset that he went. And then the next day, he's just like tripping and he's going through it. He's not telling us shit. And then he finally tells us, no, God's daughter texts me a screenshot of Hello Kitty saying, hey, I just want to know like if you and Victor got back together, right? And Vic fucked up because at that point she told you, I'm over you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She got in a fight with him. Like she was like, yeah. Like, she's I'm done with you. Like, I'm done with you.
It's over, basically.
So what he
Hello
tells-
Hello Kitty said that.
Hello Kitty said that. What he tells God's daughter fucked it up because he told her, just say whatever you want. Like, just say, like, at this point to him, he's like,
I thought reverse psychology was gonna work.
No, but she's young.
Honestly, just hop on the phone with her. Just tell her everything. Who cares? Like, I wanted to be like that, and then her be like, I don't wanna talk to that bitch. Like, that was what I was hoping for.
Because there's kind of code that if you're in the position of God's daughter where someone's hitting you up about Vic, just shut up. Just don't say anything. Yeah. Just like, be mad at him if you want.
But now God's daughter, the star thinks she's the main.
Yeah, but she thinks she's the main. So she gets on the phone with her. So they literally have a phone call about Vic. And they're trading timelines of like when so and so hit up so and so, went to see his Fredo's house.
It's like the plot of Same Girl, but it's me.
Yeah.
Same boy. I was his potential wife.
Yeah.
It was just a
whole bunch of thing. They sang that one song with Don Omar and Aventura on the phone.
Oh yeah.
So they each thought like he did her dirty, but only Hello Kitty would. In your brain, you fucked up on Hello Kitty with God's daughter.
Yeah.
But to God's daughter, she thought she was the main too. And she hit him up like, how could you do this to me? And he's like, bro.
Yeah. It was just like, just taught me a valuable lesson. Like, just reject. If you're not really into something, that's not what you want. Don't just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just
because you're on a good path.
Yes, I was trying my best.
Can I see your Hello Kitty licks? If you don't mind me.
I just want to
see like the... Yeah. The competition.
Right now on the pod or after?
No, show me. We're not gonna show them. Okay. How old are they for getting on the phone? Grow up, ladies.
Like low key, like if a girl hit up dumbass, like, hey, are you back with Duno? You know she wouldn't get on the phone. And she'd just be like, she'd probably talk shit to you.
No.
She'd probably be like, yeah, bitch, and what? But she wouldn't jump on the phone with that girl.
One time I went to a club while we weren't talking, but we were talking. Mm-hmm. And I was like a little bitty. And then she saw till after, and she was like, you look at it, see that bitch, I would've gone over there and fucked your whole shit up.
Oh.
She wouldn't have, though. She's still G.
No, she's also like a psychopath.
Okay, then you guys got the same type of girls, never mind. And shout out to Dumbass, I really appreciate you. And shout out to God's daughter, too. I still would like to follow you.
All right. Damn, you look fucking drunk.
And for both of you, you may be his sides, but you're God's favorite, okay?
You know what, Vic?
In God's eyes, you are.
That I can see why you're depressed.
You're the main.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lost one there. No, I'm kidding.
The devil works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, man.
So does God.
What was the devil's name? That like what
Lucifer.
Was no. Fuck it. Before he turned into the devil, he was one of God's
angels.
What was his name?
I think it might have been
Christopher. I don't know.
No, it might have been Lucifer. Lucifer.
Was it? No, yeah. I don't think it was Lucifer.
That name is only bad because we associate
Michael
it with the
Angel
devil.
Or something?
No.
That's Michael Angel?
No, he had a different
name.
He's
Michelangelo. Yes. That's like a painter, like a sculptor.
And that fool,
And this is why this is happening to you, fool.
And fool, even that fool couldn't paint your future.
Fuck, I'm sad again.
Hey, there's more girls on the way. Yeah. There's more stories on the way.
Or maybe try men.
Yeah.
No, chill. I just feel bad. Honestly, I just feel bad that I hurt people, you know, because that wasn't mine.
Okay.
I didn't mean to hurt
them. Can we get to like the super details that we really give? Because I don't really give a fuck about how sad you are. But like, which one cried on the phone?
Nobody cried. No, nobody cried on the phone.
No, because the other one has the other one's a G. Hello Kitty's a G, and I think this is what hurts him. So Hello Kitty on her own accord, as I'm really good with these stories, sorry, Vic.
Yeah, you are.
hey, by the way, you should fucking write a book.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a book of your guys' love interest. Why is dumbass in a book? Okay, anyway. So she was talking to him about the Brent Faiyaz. She got upset at the Brent Faiyaz shit. And he was like, fuck it, like, we'll get over this. The next morning, she hits him like, I'm over you. Like, I'm done with you. And then just left it alone. Like, just hasn't reached out, nothing after that. So then he gets hit up and he sees from God's daughter that she reached out and she was like, hey, are you still talking to Vic? Just want to know. And then at that point, that's why Vic is like, just tell her whatever you like. Tell her whatever you want. Like, I'm caught. Like, there's what more can I say? Cooked, like, she's like, over okay. it.
At that point,
but he didn't expect God's daughter to get on the phone with her.
Okay, Vic.
And she did. And so he hasn't talked to Hello Kitty since their combo, right?
No.
So he don't even know what side or
but
whatever.
God's daughter's still
but God's daughter's like, I can't believe you did this to me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And at this point, he's like, bro, just... Like, okay. you messed it up for me and Hello Kitty. And I don't want to say that to God's daughter because we had a past. But at the same time, like, I was good.
Okay,
yeah.
Right? This is my
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and I should have just been upfront with God's daughter and just been
but
like,
you
hey,
knew you had a past.
I'm doing something right now. Like, I got something going on. You're great. You're beautiful. Yeah. I respect our past, but I don't want to mess with what I got going on currently. That's where I messed up.
What
That's where I
should have
just you messed up
gave her the stiff arm and in a respectful
Heisman
way.
Heisman Trophy boys.
And everything would have been fine because I wouldn't have... Like, again, my intention wasn't to go to the Brent Faiyaz concert with her. I wanted to go, like, yeah. And I didn't want to get back with her. And I never told her I did.
Or have sex with her when she got her strainer.
Yeah, I didn't, I didn't mean for any of that to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, fool, you're sad. My thing is, when she asked you, why didn't you take me? Is this simple,
fool? Hello, Kitty
girl. This is just simple. I was there with the station. I was kicking it with Letty and Maximo. They only gave us 3 tickets.
I tried that. I said I was with Maximo. It didn't work because this fucker had a different angle.
Of your video.
Yeah, the video.
Yeah. Girls, you're not stupid. You know how J. Cole has a song she knows? She fucking knows.
Why didn't you meet up real quick and
you used me, bro? He didn't know what he was doing. He was trying to do this.
At.
No. Vic fucked up because he was trying to do this behind all of our backs.
It's a problem when you turn on family.
See? Because we found out too. We found out the day that whole shit was going on. Yeah.
I saw Dom and I was like, yo, what up, Dom?
Because Vic tries to do this thing where he wants to keep his life private, but then he makes it public to us.
Yeah,
because I had no clue about Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And then me and Dom were like, yo, where's
Vic? I had no clue he got back with God's daughter.
I feel like as the pod goes, Vic just starts like, fool, I'm not talking about this.
No. But there's girls that want to be the next chapter for sure.
They already talked to you?
No.
Oh, no.
Fucking Bats Maru girl and fucking...
Do you still follow Hello Kitty?
Yeah, she hasn't blocked me yet, which is more mad. Which is more sad because it's like, she doesn't even give a fuck to block me.
Is she posting shit?
Yeah,
she answered she answered very G, like, I'm done with you. Yeah. Left it, talked to old girl, still letting him see the shit. Like, yeah. She's
she
on
posting?
Some G shit.
Stupid shit.
Letty follows dumbass now.
I do follow dumbass. And she's fucking... she's me right here. You think you're on your bullshit? She's on her bullshit. You won't.
Oh my God.
It was like. No.
Think me and the homies' hearts is a fucking joke? Bullshit.
You guys fuck around.
I'm a. that's probably a really nice girl.
Yeah.
Damn. What city was she from? Hello Kitty. I know the other.
Echo Park.
Oh!
Is there another one?
This might be
no.
This might trip me out because
is there a three-way?
Because
right now
that I just seen her, I think I know who it is.
Yeah. All you gotta do is find out she was messing with another vato, then boom, you guys are like head and head, and then boom.
Yes, that's
but
what I'm saying.
But that'll break my
69.
Heart.
69.
No, because now you're even.
You have leverage.
Leverage.
Yeah.
I don't want. Okay.
Level the playing field.
I just don't want anything.
If she grew up in Echo Park,
yeah.
I could suggest something that you could win her heart back with.
What?
Hachitos.
Okay.
Ocha.
Ultra.
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 hotels in Koreatown, but you're in the ballpark.
Almost there?
All right. I suggest
Swan Lake.
Swan Lake? No, no, yes. Good, good. I suggest maybe.
I'm a Latino in LA. I go to Swan Lake for a date.
On a date.
I suggest.
Fuck, I'm sad.
I suggest maybe.
Sad. It's okay to be sad, dog, because you know what? You
I
know
wasn't
what, guys?
Sad, though.
You know what, guys? We got sad. Our fucking live show on the 23rd, yeah! Motherfucker, at the World Trade. Yeah! Ain't no other motherfucker doing that.
And yeah! They're both invited.
And they're both invited.
No.
And should we invite them?
Yes. Yes. No,
of course.
They're
hey,
not going.
God's daughter, you're formally on, you're on my guest list. Just roll up, say your name. God. You're on my guest
hold
list.
Hold on. You know what we should do? Throw a pre-life shot at the Ecoplex so his Hello Kitty can see it.
No, she's going to see. She's going to have known about
invited.
This, all of that.
Yeah, they're invited.
But hey, even if they're not there, there's plenty of big
potentials.
No, they
get personal invites.
Yeah.
It's from the brown bag account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, when Vic's dick at the live show will turn December 23rd.
We'll be raffling it off.
The
more
toys
you
have,
is crazy. Yes. Well, the more toys you bring for the less fortunate, the more chance so you have with Vic's cock.
Bring a package toy and you can win Vic's package at the live show. Boom. Look it. Ticket sales all the way up. Vic, it's good.
Damn.
You're only brokenhearted until someone else comes and you break their back.
Yeah.
Fucking maybe the next one might be a fucking Marvel fan.
Yes.
Or the Devil's fan.
There's it's gonna be a lot.
Damn.
You're sad, right? It's okay.
I think if they see Vic in the street, they should do the Banda Macho to him. Be like,
hey, if they hopped on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
How old are they?
Young.
They're not young. Well, one of them is young. But
one of them definitely was in high school.
No, that one's
one of them is Duno's age.
Yeah, that's a big age gap.
Yeah. Dude, so if she's Duno's age, they didn't call. They FaceTimed. They FaceTimed each
that's
other.
True.
Yeah, girl. Oh my god.
And then for fucking Hello Kitty was probably like,
"You're so pretty. You're better than this." Yeah, girl.
Fucking Hello Kitty was probably like, "Why are you FaceTiming me?" Yeah. And then she probably was like, "Cause I'm a Gen Z.
Yeah. I want to read the word with you."
You're a dick.
What's the word on Rosecrans?
Hey, fool.
You're bad for not telling us, fucker.
Hey, fool. Mine's is like a little more cooler than yours. Like mine's is like, I just kind of fucked it up, but you like, yeah. Shout out Hello Kitty and Jesus Christ. We wish you guys
that was honestly, that was the worst I've ever gotten caught up. And it was
bad.
Yeah, that's like,
but you
that's
know
never
what?
Happened.
There's a
before.
Whole new year on the way.
Yeah.
Start fresh like Cardi B.
Start fresh.
Should we invite all our exes to the live show? Well, at least me and Vic.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. I'll bring them as on stage.
No.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
Let's do it.
Fuck
Come
it.
On,
bring
man.
The drama.
But if, okay, I'll do it. I swear to God, I'll do it if Vic brings both of those.
Let's do it,
Vic. Can't. One don't talk to him. The other one is going to excommunicate him.
You know one. You invite her.
I know one.
No, wait. I only know the one we all know.
I know God's daughter.
Shout out to Jesus Christ.
Man.
Oh, Vic's depressed.
Leave that. Beep, beep.
Damn.
You know what, Vic?
You brought
that
it
show,
up, bro.
That, yeah. We
I know.
Say
I opened
anything.
A wound that I thought was like, honestly.
That you could have fun with. You
yeah,
thought
like I was having such a good day. Like the past, like I think it was Sunday, I stopped being depressed.
Yeah.
Or no, like
yeah,
halfway through
so
Sunday.
Yeah, it was so funny because I'm like, because I was like, Vic, why didn't you tell us? And he was like, I'm going through a dark time right now. This is Vic's moment in a nutshell.
Hey, by the way, look it up on Amazon. If there's is that available, we're gonna buy it right now with the brown bag.
It's a Hello Kitty cross.
Why is Hello Kitty bleeding?
Hello Kitty's being crucified.
Whoa.
The kitty is bleeding. It's on her period.
Oh my god, Vic.
Nuts.
Vic, you're fucking a fool, dog.
Yeah.
Vic, you can't be getting caught up like you're still in high school, eh?
I know.
But Vic, you feel bad because you have a heart.
I just
want you to know. You feel bad because you did girls wrong.
Yes.
And at least you knew your intentions were not that. So now the next time you can operate better.
And she's probably watching this show too. Hello Kitty.
They are probably watching
this. Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
As a collective.
They are watching
it. I definitely know so.
And guess what? Since you're watching it, you're invited.
Yes.
And this is what I want to tell you guys. The homie Vic didn't mean anything that he did. He's very clueless sometimes. And sometimes he's going through a lot of things. You know what I mean? This team right here, a very beautiful team. They work very hard Monday through Friday. And sometimes they forget to invite people to certain things. And sometimes they communicate with other people about being some other places and forget to communicate with other people about doing something else. So he didn't mean no harm
Point
by not inviting
Vic did
you.
Did you wrong? Yes, he did you wrong.
I did.
I
Vic doesn't deserve you.
I take, yeah, I don't.
Vic, Vic
I take
fucked
responsibility.
Up.
Yep.
Vic fucked up.
No,
and he feels guilty.
He
I do.
Fucked up.
But.
You don't deserve that. And for any pain you feel, he's sorry.
And you, he wants to meet up one more time and communicate his feelings.
No. Nah, honestly, I feel so bad. I'm just like, I'm just like, man. Yeah. I literally told, like, this is what I said to God's daughter. Like, I was like, I just need to be alone for some time. Yeah. Like, I said that in the text.
What did,
like,
she reply?
I mean, she was just pissed. Like, she's not trying to hear that. Yeah. It doesn't matter she's to her. Not. Yeah, like, to her, you know, but
fuck,
I didn't
that
say
was
that,
your main,
but
like, you fucked me over still. Yeah. You're right, God's daughter. He should not have done that to you either. And I'm sure that you would have been receptive if he would have been like, hey, you know, like, I'm kind of talking to someone right now. Like, I think you, on the same thing, you're not that desperate for him. You're not like, oh my God, we got to be together. Yeah. So, and he knows that too.
Yeah.
He kind of saw the situation. He didn't want to make you feel bad, but he also was trying to do something with someone else. But he did both of you guys wrong.
Yep. That's what it is.
Man, well, live show! Live coming show. Up, Wilson!
This... It's going to be great. I would want to be at our live show if I wasn't part of Brown Bag. If only just for our cheese day. So sad. He is. Hey, you're sad too.
I am too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all sad. It's a sad time.
It is a sad time.
It is a sad time.
But you know what, Vic?
But make space for your sadness. Buy your sadness a ticket. To the Wilters.
Buy
December
tickets.
23rd. Right? Because nothing is better than being sad together and just laughing at why everyone else is sad. Because that will happen.
If you buy tickets, if you guys sell out the show, I'm going to trauma dump so hard on stage. You guys won't know what the fuck hit you.
Whoa!
You guys
are
going to get your fucking money's worth. Just best believe that.
We need the Casos de la Vida Real music. Well,
And just so everybody knows, I'm not drinking until the 23rd. Nobody offered me any drinks. But
on the 23rd,
we're gonna drink. I'm losing all my tolerance so we can get fucked up on the 23rd. Crazy. Have a good time, everybody.
Right, so I will be the designated driver on the 23rd because we need someone sober. And it's not gonna be any of you motherfuckers.
I know it's winter.
It's gonna be me.
We're in winter?
No, we're in the fall still.
Okay, we're in
winter
the fall.
Winter starts in December, though. It's about to start.
Okay.
In like the in 20s.
Yeah. But summer might be there.
Summer
nights? You're so stupid. I love you. Okay, can we do the announcement here on the pod? All right. We'll have announced this already on social, but
in case you missed our shows.
Yeah. In case Instagram's a hater.
Yeah.
Should we sing the song or should we just sing?
Okay, yeah, we could start. I'll start it and then you guys finish.
Go.
Summer days just sitting around, and when the sun goes down, I'll be ready to party. Like them summer nights.
But this time it's gonna be at the Wheel Turn during December, during the Wheel Turn during blah, 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 blah. Shout out Little Robbie's gonna be at the show with us.
Music. He is going to perform at our live show.
Let's go.
It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a peda before Christmas for real.
Yes.
Turn Can't up wait. With us. Have fun with us. Little Rob is going to provide some of the sounds. It's going to be great. And can we announce Sour Milk?
I think so. I think he said 90%. So let's just announce it so you can feel very terrible.
We're going to put the pressure on.
We're going to have the Primo DJ Sour Milk in the building. Our LA leaker. He has, I love when he gets into his Mexican bag because he's very paisa, very like super. On our level. Yeah. And he's going to provide the sound. So it's going to be like if you're cleaning the house on a Saturday morning, but also you're turning up to some neighborhood music, and you got us. Si quieres llorar, ven.
And we got some more surprises for
you. And we definitely got a lot of our very good, you know, Letty's a legend out here. Yeah. Vic's a legend. I'm a legend. Maximo's a legend. So, you know, we're putting our cards. Like if you guys know, last at the Novo last year, we had our black primos.
The
you feel me? We
pulled up for sure.
You feel me? Charisma was in the building. We had AD, Puerico. Yeah. And we had the ultimate tío, primo, padrino, MC Magic there.
Yeah, that's
so true. That was amazing. We had a tamborazo. We had a grupo. So
I want a mariachi this time, you guys.
I know.
I need a mariachi.
I feel like we
need a mariachi.
And you know what's the good thing about mariachi?
What?
That you don't got to book him straight ahead. We could go that same day to the mariachi plaza.
Hey, you.
Hey, señorar, llorar.
Yeah.
So we are excited. To show you guys and bring
you guys.
Get
your tolerance up or down, however you need to. It's going to down, I think, to get turned up more.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. It's a great way to end out the year. We have Brown Bag Awards, too. We're ready. And especially at our live show, it's your chance to get on the stage, to have fun, to turn up with us. Yeah, those are our favorite moments. Get your ticket already. Have a great time. Get your tickets. And don't be afraid to come alone. I see a lot of people like, I can't, I'm like, I don't have anyone to go with. People become friends.
Yes.
People, they become lovers and friends.
Literally.
At our live shows.
We're fortunate that we created, a real community. And, there's been people that have gone to our events alone and left with 5-6 new friends.
Homies.
And it's it's dope. If we're on the same type of vibes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I'm super excited for it. It's the time we get to, just interact with our fans, meet them, talk to them, chop it with them. And we went to the Wiltern. Oh my God.
You guys went.
That shit is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I've been to the Wiltern before.
Bro, you're gonna love the green room.
Is your sister gonna make food?
Yes, I'm suggesting her or somebody else hit me up.
Are we gonna have a green room together?
Yeah, bro, it's there's big as fuck. We have a salon in the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
But where you could do your makeup.
Oh yeah.
They have
they got the mirrors.
They have this crazy Disney movie mirrors. Mm-hmm. To where it's the mirrors on its own and then the light. So and them fell in love
Infinity,
with it.
Again. It's Vanity mirror.
Infinity. Yeah.
Infinity.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It never stops.
I've been there to watch Lil Wayne. I've been there to watch Bryson. It's good. But I've been there as a fan in the back. And it's just to see the whole thing, just the walkthrough that we did. It's such a beautiful venue, theater. I'm just dude, everybody's gonna. I was so excited to have our fans come in. They're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah.
And there's it's sick, fool. It's sick. We're walking through, oh, this is a real fucking theater. It's dope. The downstairs is cool.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're excited to have you guys. Little Rob, the super ultimate bald-headed Theo is going to be there.
And buy your meet and greet tickets. We're going to be there doing meet and greets. It's going to be super dope.
Yeah.
And once you get in there.
I think it's almost sold out.
Too. Yeah. Once you get in there, you don't have to leave. You get early access. You don't have to wait in line for drinks and stuff like that. So it has some perks.
It's going to be a good night. I'm excited. We love you guys. This has been episode 118. We'll see you at the live show. Next week, we're going to do one episode. Will be then the live show. Then we're going to have our season break.
Yeah, season break before we come back. So, we're going to keep you guys updated. Please press the link in our Instagram or our YouTube bio to go get your tickets.
Link in my bio.
A link in his bio. Link in my bio. All that good stuff, man. Press the link. Come see us and Little Rob and special guests.
Get your tickets.
And
the drama.
And la leche podrida. Sour milk.
But it's camel shoes.
It was like, whoa.
Leche alegría, I think.